blue bubbles or green bubbles. Everyone's welcome here. This is The Hangout with Matthew Carter,
Matt Evans,
Roy Shapinski,
and Tim Van Claveren. Directing the show is Joseph Meacham.
What? Why am I red?
Aren't you Android?
It doesn't make any sense now because you're the only one. But when it was you and Tim, they were Google colors off the Google logo because you're on Android.
Yeah.
Whereas the Apple people have the Apple rainbow border.
That I get. It's very, very awkward now being the only daily Android user. You guys, Tim just had like a week-long competition with Matt Evans that I thought you would win like one day of, but he's like gloating that he beat you in all 7 days.
And beat one day at me. He beat me for one day.
That's amazing.
That was the day that I walked, took the bus to work, and then walked after I got off the bus. I walked to Target to get some snacks, and then I walked to Costco to pick up Zoe's prescription, and apparently you can't bring in a shopping bag from another store into Costco without everyone freaking out at you. And they wouldn't let me bring it in. So they were like, you can leave it at the door. I'm like, that is fine. Can I bring my backpack in? They were like, yeah, you can bring your backpack in. Just don't shove anything into it. Oh, like, yeah, okay.
Oh, I'm not supposed to do that.
Just don't steal.
I'm like, okay, thank you. Also, it's Costco. What am I going to steal? You can't like... Everything requires a pallet, so
sir, we think you stole a large thing of toilet paper. What makes you think that? Because it's sticking out of your backpack. I came with that.
Wrong.
But I felt like security was watching me really closely that day when I was there, because I'm like,
you have a Costco card, right? You showed it to them, yes. And then I don't see why they have beef with you. If you're just some random who goes in there like, yeah, I'm just going to hear. I'm just here to look around. Then they would look at you, but like, you pay them.
They don't even let you in to look around if you don't have a Costco card.
Actually, I have a friend that figured out a hack. So he used to go to Costco every single day to get lunch. It was always the Costco hot dog. That was his daily lunch. So he worked for a company that... sold cell phones to retail stores and provided phones. He worked for AT&T, I think it was AT&T.
Mm.
And so he would go into Costco with his badge. He would hold up his badge and say, I'm here as a vendor, is what he would say. And he would show that badge and everyone like kind of like, oh yeah, come on in. Just never really thought of it. And then he would immediately go to the food court and get a hot dog every single day for lunch.
It's also easy to walk in through the exit and be like, I'm here to talk to member services.
I tried to do that one time. I tried to do that one time and they declined me and they wouldn't let me in. I'm like, I'm literally here to buy a membership. Can you please let me in? And I had to like, I think I had to talk to a manager or something. I'm like, I'm here to buy a membership.
That person was on a power trip, or like you were wearing some sketchy clothes or something like that. Because they're supposed to let you in.
Yeah. I had a membership and I let it lapse just because I like never go to Costco these days.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have my membership card so I can get inside of Costco. I mean, nobody will question me to get inside. I just can't do much once I'm inside.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the things I could just be like buying.
You could print off like a Costco card and just stick it in your wallet and just like hold it up and walk in and they couldn't do anything to you.
You could also have the screenshot of your Costco membership probably on your phone, because now that they allow you to use mobile, you can just...
I could find a way to like get Tim's membership barcode onto my card, and then I'll just shop using Tim's barcode.
You could fake it. I guarantee you could fake it. Easily,
it can't be that hard. All I need to do is get a card printer. I could copy the front and the back, but have Tim's barcode.
You use self checkout, and you would be fine. No one checks self checkout because if you use the other checkouts, they look at the
get
photo.
Get the mobile membership screenshot, mm-hmm. and just Photoshop my picture over yours. Exactly. We can make this work.
The average person don't know about Photoshop. We can do this. I went to business.
But you self-checkout, they're never going to know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They have self-checkout now. That's so bizarre. Okay.
I mean, once again, I really don't have anything to... Like, I can't go. I personally cannot go to Costco and spend less than like $300. It is impossible, because I'll go there and be like, oh, well, look at this. I need to get this for the family, because everything I need that's family size will feed my family for like one meal.
Mm-hmm. That's what I love about Costco. That rationale works in every section for everything. Have you guys been to the business Costco?
No, yep. I need to not go there.
It's dangerous. It's everything that you would want if you ran like a grocery store or a convenience store or something like that. So it's got all the packs of candies that are in the packs, the rows that they put on grocery store shelves that you just grab candy bars out of. They have that stuff. They have like the syrup for sodas that you can buy and like mix your own sodas. They have like everything. It's fantastic, but also
it's awesome.
Dangerous.
It's like going into a cash and carry.
Oh, I love cash and carry. Bought so much breakfast food there one day because we were having like a cookout at my friend's house. So we were all taking separate parts of the breakfast and cooking it up there. So it was like a little bit of chaos. And then I hadn't heard of cash and carry before, but it's like super, super inexpensive everything food. It was fantastic. So we were talking about the Leaf that Tim was planning to buy.
Yes.
Maybe one day might get to buy it.
Might actually Hopefully. Get to buy. So I've been trying to buy a used Nissan Leaf for the last several days, and it has been very difficult to find one because, if you don't know, gas prices are at an all-time high right now, and everyone is trying to make the switch to electric. Because of that, the Leaf is probably one of the best, cheapest electric cars you can find on the market, because Teslas are stupid expensive, which actually I've never seen before, but I've never seen a car ever go up in value, but people who bought in 2018 the $35,000 Tesla Model 3 are now selling them for more than what they paid for them.
That's crazy.
So,
well, a brand new Model 3 right now is like 43 grand.
Mm-hmm. And so the price of them have gone up significantly. So, which has never happened with car. As far as I can tell, car has never gone up in value.
Yeah, cars don't appreciate. The fear is that once you drive them off the lot, they're immediately worth like half their value.
And my work in the last year installed some free electric car chargers, which is nice because they're free. I was originally looking at getting an electric motorcycle because I was like, clearly electric motorcycles are going to be cheaper than any used electric car because it's only two wheels and it's pretty much like a scooter except street legal, or you can actually take it on the road. So I was looking into electric motorcycles for a while, which the one I was looking at was a Zero, which is like pretty much like the Tesla brand of motorcycles. They're, besides Harley, they're very fancy motorcycles. And I was looking at it, and the problem with the really cheap one, the one that's $10,000, is the plug on it is just a standard plug that you would plug into a computer. Like, it's the three prong, it's doesn't take any of the electric car chargers. So you have to plug it. You can plug in the benefit with that. You can plug it into the wall and charge it like as if it was a phone. But the problem is if you're on the go, you can't use free public charger. That's the point of this. And you can get an adapter. They sell a $90 adapter that you can use, but it is not waterproof. So if it rains, you're charging.
It's Washington.
It's Washington as well, so that doesn't work.
In fairness, your desire to be out on a motorcycle when it's raining decreases a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I thought about getting something like that, but I'm like, oh, I got to drive down Highway 2. It's like a good 20-30 minute drive down Highway 2 in an inclement weather. First of all, in inclement weather in a car cannot be fun. Like, the other day when it hailed like crazy, there was a huge wreck going east bound on Highway 2, and it was right after Highway 9 going towards Monroe, and right there going westbound, which was the direction I was headed, like the hail was so thick on the road there must be like a huge divot in the road that I almost lost control and hit the median. Like it was bad. Like I couldn't even imagine doing it on two wheels.
Yeah, and then also that raises the risk as well for getting into an accident, which can also raise your insurance and all that kind of stuff. So I immediately was like, well, then I started looking into used Leafs and realized that also, by the way, the range on this motorcycle is about 40 to 50 miles, which is not great. It's already not that great, but you can get a used Leaf, a cheap one, that will get you 50 to 60 miles per charge, and it's somewhat cheaper than a this electric motorcycle. I'm like, well, that makes a little bit more sense. So for the last week, I've been looking at purchasing a used Leaf, and originally started with a 2015 at a Nissan dealership that had a practically new battery in it. And I was like, this is perfect. Went there after work, sold like 30 minutes before I got there. The next day, found one. I think it was in Puyallup, and I was like, this is a used 2013 in Puyallup that had pretty good range on it. Like the battery was barely touched, and so that one sold immediately as well. And then I was gonna go somewhere else, and they sold as well. But I found one that seems like a good deal. So I might see if it's still there, and I might go get
trade my Prius for it and spend $3,000 on a new battery. That's what I should do. Do it's it before like, you can get there.
It's like crazy how some of these batteries, especially on the Leafs, can go bad. I don't know. I need to do a little bit more research on it, but like the battery replacement, I can't get a straight answer from anyone about like how easy is it to replace a battery, because some people will say the Nissan dealership tried to charge them $115,000 for a battery, or some cases some people say, oh, they charged me $4,000 for a new battery in my Leaf and it runs perfectly fine. So it's like,
there are no YouTube video tutorials on it.
So there is, but the problem is it requires a forklift. Everyone in the video uses a forklift to lift the battery up because it's like super expensive or super heavy. And then also I think you have to it arrives on a pallet as well. So
I have access to a forklift. Should you need.
I wonder if I could also ship it to my work.
when I got my Prius. Because I mean, obviously, when it comes to cars like that, like the integrity of the battery matters as well. And I was like, if I need to replace the battery, like, what is that going to cost me? And there's a place out of, I want to say, Texas that takes a bunch of Prius battery cells, tests them all, removes the bad ones, swaps them out for good ones. And you can buy basically this refurbished battery. I can't remember what price was it. I think it was only like $1,500 to $2,000, which isn't bad. And you can swap it out yourself. Like, I watched the video. It's not hard. The cells come, like, the battery comes in pieces for the different cells. Like, you just reassemble it where your Prius battery is. Like, it's like a good two-hour job, but I could totally do it. Yeah. I'm not going to. Like, when the battery's shot on it, just, I could do it. Like, a really involved process. I'm not about to spend two hours inside of a car reassembling a power cell and hope I get it right.
Cars are scary. Like, I hate working on cars. Like, I've worked on my Impala I've worked on many different issues, and it sucks. Like, that's also another reason why I want to get the Leaf, is there's little to no maintenance involving, besides you have to replace the tires on a Leaf a little bit more frequently than a normal car, just because the motors help slow down and break the car, and because of that it wears the tires out a little bit quicker than normal. But even then, it's not that big of a deal. Tires costs a couple hundred to replace, so it's not the absolute end of the world. But other than that, I think you have brake fluid. I think there's other like little fluids that you put into it, but other than that, you don't have to go do oil changes or have to worry about a transmission. In fact, I think Tesla claims that their warranty is good for 1,000,000 miles on their cars, just because there's not a lot of moving parts in an electric car. There's, I think, in the Leaf, there's about 40 moving parts inside of the car.
That's like nothing, wow.
Yeah, compared to a gas-powered car where everything can go wrong all the time. It's like, which I thought about getting a Prius for a while. I just don't really want to mess around with oil changes or anything like that.
I mean, oil changes are the easiest car maintenance to do. It's like less than a 20-minute job. Like, I don't mind changing my own oil at all if I had better access to a space to do it in, because I don't want to do it on my slanted driveway.
Yeah, I also have really bad PTSD from cars, so I'm sure I've told this story before, but my previous employer, I was sent to go drive I was working in Seattle at the time, and I was sent to drive to Bremerton. This was my first ever time going by myself.
You take the ferry at least?
So I talked to my coworker about that, and he takes the Bremerton ferry all the time, and he mentioned if you miss the ferry, it's faster just to drive around than having to wait for the ferry, especially in the middle of the day.
40 minutes, yeah.
Yeah. So I just missed the ferry, so I'm like, I'm just going to drive around all the way around. And I got in the car, started up, immediately noticed the red light that said maintenance required was flashing on the dash. And I didn't really think too much of it. I was kind of like, oh, it's a company car. Clearly they maintenance these things really well or something. So I drove perfectly fine to Bremerton. Did my job, everything. I then went to Wendy's. My manager called me. He's like, hey, can you go to Bellevue? There's something going on there. I'm like, sure. So I finished up my lunch, got back in the car, started driving. Everything was seemingly fine until I was about half a mile from the Narrows Bridge, the Tacoma Narrows Bridge. And suddenly I start to notice a strange noise that I have never heard from a car. It was like a high-pitched noise. I was kind of like, I turned the radio off. I'm like, what? What is that noise? And I listen, and then I'm like on the freeway going, and then I decide to put a little bit more pressure on the gas and start to notice the noise gets a little bit louder. So then I put a little bit more pressure onto the gas to a point where the noise got so loud, I heard a loud pop. Smoke started shooting out the front and the back of the car. And, like, black smoke was shooting.
You said the check engine light was blinking red?
Yeah.
Which usually means that your engine's misfiring, too.
I think it was blinking when I first turned it on. And then it was, I think, solid red when I was driving the entire time. Okay. So pretty much what happened, the engine exploded on me while I was driving. I pulled over to the side of the road. I called my coworker. He just bursted out laughing because this is my second month working for the company.
No.
And he was laughing. And then I happened to have AAA. So I got the car towed to a mechanic shop in Auburn. And this was like a entire, like, I think this happened at like noon, and I got back into Seattle at about 5 o'clock, so this whole thing took several hours. I dropped it off with our mechanic, and then 3 days later the mechanic calls my boss and is like, yeah, this car is totaled. He's like, I think he said the transmission exploded or something like that. Basically, the car never had an oil change ever, and it was a newer car. Like, it was, I don't know what year, it must have been like a 2015 2014 Scion. And so because of this incident that happened, I have a lot of trust issues when it comes to Scions. Like, Scions are now my least favorite cars to ever exist. I do not ever want to step foot into a Scion, because I have, like, I'm terrified of them now just because of this incident that happened.
With can I ask you a question based on that? So, like, if we got you into a car and, like, we'd covered the symbols on the back and the front of the car to where you didn't exactly know it was a Scion, and then you got in the car, and then we're like, Tim, you're in a Scion right now. How do you think you would feel?
I'd be terrified. I'd be like, well, I'd already have trust issues not knowing what the brand of the car is.
First of all, what you gotta do is you gotta blindfold him, tell him we're taking him somewhere as a surprise for like his birthday or something, okay? Mm. And then you wait until we're on the road, but not just on the road, but on a freeway where he can't get out. And you'd be like, okay, he's Tim, trapped. Go ahead and take your blindfold off and be like, you're in a Scion. And guess what? We haven't done an oil change in 4 years.
Oh my gosh. I would.
I got an idea for next birthday. Completely unrelated.
Awesome. We'll have to talk about it after the casts when Tim's not here.
Gosh, Scions are scary cars. And then we had another Scion that I had to drive constantly, and that thing did not sound good. It would never got maintenance.
He probably didn't get an oil change either.
They never. So this company, we had a box truck.
With this company.
So we had a box truck that never really got maintenance, and it sounded horrible. And it had like less. It had 50,000 miles on it. It sounded horrible. Like it sounded like it was gonna die constantly. In fact, one time we were driving it. We were in Bellevue. Visiting a client, and we were leaving, and going through the light, we were driving, and the thing felt like it had a boot on, like they put a boot on the car, like it was like duh, duh, like it was like duh, duh, like just like I don't that's
like
the
constantly
best.
Like pulling and stopping and
yeah like
missing the acceleration.
We thought it was a flat tire, like we were just like, oh, it's a flat tire. We pulled over, no flat tire. It was the engine itself was causing this problem. And it was like, like really bad. Like I've never seen a car do this ever. And so my coworker, we were trying to get it like right across. We parked in a parking lot and there was a car mechanic right across the street. Happened to be right there. And so he was like, we got to cross this traffic. And he stepped on the gas and it was like it was like, the whole truck shook, and then we pulled in and we're like, hey, our truck's doing something really weird. Can you take a look at it? And they were like, yes. And then we took a lift back to the office. The next day I found out my manager was like, so good thing you guys brought the box truck in, because they said it was less than if we kept driving it a few more, like a mile, the transmission would have exploded on it.
Jeez.
But you see, you're mad at Scion, or you're scared of Scion, when it just sounds like your company was just really bad at taking care of their vehicles.
They were,
it's not
this
even
was,
Scion's fault.
This was a Chevy as well, by the way.
So it's not Scion, it's not Chevy, it's just your crappy previous employer.
Yes, they were.
You need to get over your fear and get back into a Scion.
They were awful. Like,
that's a good slogan for like a Scion commercial or something. Like a specific ad for Tim, like a targeted ad. You need to get over your fear. Get back in a Scion.
Copyright, trademark.
Yeah.
Scion can't steal it. I mean, I'll sell it to them for a Tesla.
Well, it's been published now, so they know it's your. We know it's your idea. It's out there in the metaverse, assigned to Roy Chapin.
Isn't Scion now defunct? Because Scion was like an arm of Toyota, and I want to say they're defunct now. Probably. Like you'll never have to worry about Scion ever again, Tim. The big bad Scion will never hurt you again.
At my old apartment, one of our neighbors had a Scion, and it just gave me the chills every single time I saw that car. Like he's gonna die in that thing.
Yeah, Scion was killed, Tim, so you don't have to worry about it anymore. Well, I mean, maybe you do, because now all the Scions that are on the road are
defunct aging. February 3rd, 2016. It's been 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta find the photo of the Scion that I drove.
Did you take a picture of it as it was, like, smoking
Oh, I have the photo of it, like, on the side of the road. Hold on.
Oh, my
I gotta find this photo. I took, as soon as it exploded, I took the photo for, like, insurance reasons or something. I was like, also, by the way, it was the day before, like, my Thanksgiving break, and I got super sick from it. Like, because I was just standing outside in the cold for 3 hours. Because I was terrified to sit inside of the car, and I got really sick. I think, when was this? It was like, it was stupid. Here it is. Hold on. Oh, this freaking car. So, this is the car, the Scion, sitting on the side of the highway. There is no exits in front of me. It's like right next to the Tacoma Narrows Bridge. While I was sitting there, a state trooper pulled over just to make sure I was okay, because I was on the phone with AAA, and he was like, "All right, that's all I need to know. Thanks." And he left me to die. But also, the person on AAA never heard of a Scion either.
What?
Like, I'm like, I'm in a white Scion, don't know the year, Scion, and they were like,
probably, they probably thought you mean like a ski on?
Yeah, that's what it was. And like the tow truck driver drove by me, and then he called me. And he's like,
"Looking for a ski on.
I'm looking for a ski on. Like, I'm in the white Scion." He's like, "Oh, they gave me."
Gosh, the cars have been out for long enough.
Yeah, they came. The Scion was first. I remember reading an article in Newsweek magazine my senior year about the Scion XB and the Honda Element, and how they were like little mini Hummer wannabes. They were trying to like capture the millennial interest of Hummer.
This was the other Scion that I had to drive, and this one also felt like it was gonna kill
me. The XB?
Yeah, this one was cool because this, I think this came out in 2006.
I mean, that was the uglier one, but you know.
That, this one had iPod hookup inside of it. Like, you could plug in your iPod. I thought that was the
future. Android and iPhone users, welcome. BlackBerry and Windows phone users, these phones don't even support podcasting, bro. The podcast going beyond the headlines. This is the Gooply Cast. Here's your host, Matthew Carter.
On the outside, but those were new. There's like no excuse.
No one took care of them. And then every time they bought a car, they bought two Kias. I exploded the Scion, and then the company was like, "We're gonna buy two Kias," and I was excited because they were talking about giving me one of the Kias. Instead, they gave it to the two hardware techs. I was a software tech, but they gave it to two of the hardware techs, and I was angry because I was like, I exploded and got PTSD.
For you obviously need to explode one more car.
Like
just keep exploding until they get you a Kia.
Well, you're gonna be driving around a car with a nice juicy explodable battery, so you know.
Bought two Kia Soul.
Okay. Joseph has informed us that it is nearing Gooply Cast time.
Oh man.
I think we're a minute. Well, we started 8:35, so we're pretty much there.
I'll be right back. Yeah. One sec.
Yeah. All right. Cool. I wonder if we'll get a Matt Evans. He said that he was on his way. And I was gonna ask if did you still want to do shots, Roy? We still doing
it? I couldn't find my shot glass, but I do have some bourbon, about two ounces worth, in this cup. I am ready.
Dangerous.
I didn't fill the whole thing up. It's only filled up to here. About 2 ounces worth.
I have, what is this? Like in that, camera.
That's like two shots worth right there.
Yeah, and then I got a cup. I got a nice, and then,
fuck.
He's back. He's here in time. Ruined. Just in time to do some shots, so I hope he's ready.
He's like just walked in the door and everything.
I mean, you heard the door and everything.
The door, the dogs, all the running around, all this like background noise. Quality podcasting right now. This is beautiful. This is live.
And take him a second to get situated.
Yeah. Tim is back. We need to ask him about
Tim,
shots.
Are you ready to do shots?
Oh, dang it. I've got Gatorade.
That's not going to do. Matt, are you ready to do shots?
I don't have a shot glass. I don't even know where the alcohol is.
I don't have a shot glass. I'm using this little white plastic cup.
I'll be right back.
I just walked in the door. Like, I can't. The liquor is probably up on top of the fridge behind everything up there. There's no way that I'm going to be able to get to it right now.
You mean you've had all this time?
Had all this time. I just walked in the door.
Roy's right. It does sound like you need a drink. We'll wait. We've waited this long already.
Okay. I don't have any shot glasses, so I'm just going to chug this.
Drink out of the
Who owns shot glasses this day and age?
Thanks for listening to The Hangout. Listen and subscribe to The Hangout and The Gooply Cast wherever you get your podcast.